On Widener University Week, the 4% rule of retirement withdrawal might need a rewrite. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ken Tacchino, professor of taxation and financial planning, explains why it may not work for all situations.
If you're nearing retirement, you have most likely heard of the so-called 4% rule. This common refrain says you should withdraw no more than 4% of your portfolio each year of retirement to avoid running out of money before you die. But it may be time to rethink this strategy. The reality is the 4% rule, or drawing down $40,000 plus inflation each year on a $1 million retirement portfolio, may unnecessarily restrict spending. Ironically, this withdrawal rate was revised to 4.5% by its creator soon after it was published. However, people still insist on using 4% or less in some cases. For some ultra-risk-averse people, the rule serves a purpose. But for many, the rule can be adjusted to provide extra cash flow. Research shows that when the 4% rule is used, 96% of people will die with all their retirement assets intact or more than they started with. The goal needs to be to maximize spending without putting yourself in a position to have inadequate resources in retirement. So what are your other options? In many cases, research recommends increasing the withdrawal rate, even as high as 5.5%, in conjunction with some common sense precautions. For example, you can use the bucket strategy, in which you separate pools of investments by the risk level and the anticipated time of withdrawal. This strategy works if you match income with expenses and adjust when necessary. Another highly regarded strategy is the flooring strategy, or classifying retirement expenses as essential or discretionary. Any strategy you and your financial advisor choose needs to focus on your unique needs and provide a well-rationed stream of income for every stage of retirement.
That was Ken Tacchino of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.